You're listening to the show about reprimanding sassy pants and a handful of spatulas. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So now that you're on the bottom of the river, you think that maybe you could go underwater toward the spillway.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. I don't understand what is happening.
I told you we're not on the same page.
All right, well, let's go. We went under the water.
Yep. Let's spill
I'm
around
like,
the spillway.
Whoa, I can't believe I thought I couldn't do this before, but now I can. Let's go, guys.
Pass around.
Are there
the
like
pass.
Giant slicing fans down there that just swim by?
Uh-huh. Yeah, axes on chains that yeah. swing back and forth on a regular yep. pattern. If you use your roll move. So, Bathwack is trotting, and the rest of you are kind of floating, swimming your way towards the dam. As you approach, you do find that, and this feels odd, that your buoyancy becomes lesser and lesser. It's kind of nice in a way.
This reminds me of that time I was on the moon.
Says Bathwack. That's bad. I like how somehow that's less believable than Alex having been on the moon. So yeah, as you near it, your buoyancy decreases, and so that once you're almost up to it, it's like you're just walking. The wall of the dam is the wall of the spillway, and so you're underneath. The water is kind of hitting the surface above you, falling from. So there's this turmoil, turbulent water above. You can hear the sound.
Tunneling tunnelation.
And yeah, as you get closer, like I said, the buoyancy drops. So it's like you're walking, feels more natural than what you were doing before. And yeah.
In a weird way, right? Like this isn't physically what you'd expect, no. But it's happening.
Exactly.
Somehow.
It feels it's less of an effect for you because you were already less buoyant, but you still notice it as well. Yeah, as you approach through the murkiness, the water here is not as clear because of the how agitated it is, but it's deep enough that you can start to make out. You can see the wall ahead, and yeah, you can see the outline of this door that was depicted in that book.
A tremor kind of runs through Bathwack. As he realizes that the book might not be lying.
Mm-hmm. Not about this anyway. And yeah, as you approach, it is a very low and it's a weird shaped door because it's low and like wide. So it's maybe about, let's say, 7 feet tall, but about 20 feet wide or something. And there are these big four ornate spots that have a keyhole centered in them. There's like this intricate scrollwork. The door seems to be metal. There's sort of rivets all around the edge, and there's these etched sort of flowery designs around these keyholes, so it's very clear. So there's four evenly spaced keyholes.
Can we read it? Are there words?
So not the etchwork, but you mentioned wanting to read. Yes. There are some words on the door, but like on the top center of the door, there are two lines. It says door 44, D-O-O-R, F-O-R, F-O-U-R. And then beneath that, it says be the key. And then above each keyhole, there is a word. And from left to right, the words say oddball. Crank, shield, and disarray.
I immediately know which keyhole is mine and walk up to the shield.
Okay.
I'm already insulted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
But we don't each have one key.
Yeah, you
yeah,
did.
I gave Will gave they everyone were distributed. A key last time.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
he
totally
had all
that.
Of the yep. keys and then he gave them out.
Yeah, so you pull out your keys, and as you do, you realize that the keys are different than when you had last looked at them.
Oh.
So they have a different configuration of teeth than what you had remembered. And on the is it like the head of the key, I don't know what it's called, like the top part, they were just like these it was just like this disc, this metal disc before, but now each of these discs have a symbol etched into them. And
can you tell us the symbols?
I can show you the symbols. I'm going to put them in the and you guys can describe them as I put them here, so just give me 1 second. So this is Will, the symbol on your key. Can you describe it for the listeners?
It looks like a pyramid made with 3 circles.
Okay. Bathwack, this is your key.
Describe
it looks
that.
Like, it looks like a game of Snake where someone has gone down and right and down.
Yeah.
And then the little round cursor is at the bottom.
And then, Roscoe, this is what your key symbol looks like.
Looks like a blank price tag.
Yeah!
And then, Rafina, this is what your key symbol looks like.
Mine looks like...
Whoa!
Spaghetti and worms having a tango contest. Or perhaps it looks like disarray.
Mm.
Now Bathwack feels like he misunderstood, and anyone could stand in front of the shield symbol and maybe use the right key there.
maybe, but I think those words, I don't know if Will would say that out loud, but out of character, I think those words are maybe supposed to be us. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to do a whole bit where I would have Roscoe walk up to the shield yeah. at the same time as Bathwack and then be like, oh, no, okay. Oh, I see. Not mine. That's I'm not the amazing. Shield. All right. Then which one could be me?
Yeah, so,
but yeah. maybe it is the symbols on the keys.
Is the symbol, are there symbols you said on the doors too? Are they matching? So that's there's just no words on the doors words. And the symbols are on the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure Bathwack would totally figure this out. So
I want the 3 circles to represent the 3 creatures that Roscoe is responsible for himself, the other Roscoe, and then the mystery thing.
Rudy?
Rudy.
Yeah, we still don't know what the heck a Rudy is.
Well, the second one, the game of snake one, is that supposed to be a crank?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Or because I thought Will is a crank.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. He's a crank.
I thought you were going to be.
But then and there's Oddball and Disarray, and I'm not sure if Rafina's the. I think she's the Oddball.
I'm the Oddball.
And Roscoe's the Disarray.
Maybe. But I could see it being flipped, kind of.
Right.
But how is Rafina in disarray?
Right. Like, that's the thing. Like, Roscoe seems more of a mysterious mess, and it's probably just because we don't know him very well yet. But I think if we had to pick, I would pick Rafina as the Oddball just because she's really weird and pulls things from the future into the present. Things like that. I don't know.
Is that something that Roscoe has seen her do?
Just like when
you
she,
mean like items, you mean like,
yeah,
like
with her cotton gin and shit like that. I don't think he has seen her do anything like that
recently.
Yet.
Though I am riding a bicycle.
Oddball. Like odd one out, like 3, like 3's a crowd, Oddball. Maybe the 3 is the Oddball.
Well,
but I have the three. I guess I don't know if the key symbols would have just randomly, like, been a random, and or if they are actually connected to us. Like, Will got that 3 balls, but maybe it is. It could be for someone else, I guess.
It really does feel like it would fit to have Bathwax be the crank, Roscoe be the shield, based on the pictures, and then Will's would be oddball because there's an odd number of balls, and Rafina's is disarrayed.
Yeah, let's try. I mean, yeah. So if we say we talk about that, I think that makes sense.
So I was supposed to go to the shield.
That's interesting. I wonder, okay, what does that mean? What is mine? What am I holding? This one?
You're holding the
oddball. I'm holding oddball. All right. Yeah. I'm holding oddball. All right. So I have to go stand at the oddball place.
Just Come for on. A second. Do we all go and try to do it at the same time?
But look, what is the worst thing that could happen if we get this wrong? I want to, let me take a look at this, because of my background in the circus. I'm no stranger to puzzles and riddles and curiosities.
Where's Shimi when you need him?
So I would like to do, oh, is he the code breaker or something?
The puzzle master.
Roscoe would like to investigate this whole arrangement and see what dangers the group might face if we get this key situation wrong.
Okay. So describe what you're doing to do this. Like, what do you mean? Are you checking out the door, or are you just trying to just step back and take a look at the bigger picture? Like, what are you doing?
He is pretending to just investigate the locks.
Pretending?
But what he's really doing is trying to get a sense of how the... Because this seems like a magical thing with the keys are changing configuration and these doors. And like, so he's getting a sense of what kind of magical effects might be in place down here.
I wondered if just the keys getting wet is what changed them.
Ooh.
I actually thought that too.
Ooh. Oh, you guys are smart.
So yeah, Roscoe
could be totally wrong.
So like an arcana check kind of situation?
I like that idea.
I think.
Okay. Sounds right.
Do that.
An 18. So yeah, there's definitely some magic stuff going on here. Like this door, this is not like a practical maintenance door. And yeah, the key's changing. Obviously, there's magic involved there. You can't think of like a good reason why this is here. So there's got to be something magical at hand. You don't know if like this is a trap or if there's danger. I mean, the dam is a very impressive structure, and it holds a lot of potential energy in that there's a ton of water behind it. You don't like necessarily think that these are warded or trapped in any magical way.
And this is all just on like a weird intuitive level that
right.
Roscoe's not even fully conscious of, perhaps. And so the other thing that would be striking Roscoe is that these four keys have now behaved in the exact same way as the mysterious key that he has no memory of where he got that wooden key.
Yep.
And that was the key that opened the book, right?
Yep.
And that displayed the weird teeth changing configuration every day at dawn.
Yep.
And now these keys have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. So he's also kind of like trying to get a read on like anything at all, like trying to understand based on like, I've been seeing this behavior on this key that I've never been able to figure out this whole time. But now I know that the keys that open a door that was pictured in a book that was opened with the key that changed teeth. These keys also have changed teeth. So like, can he glean anything about the magic of any of that, about the keys, about the meaning of...
I mean, I think it is a fair assumption to make that they are related.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not like made of the same material. These are metal. That was a wooden key. They're different sizes and seem to be, you know, you don't think one would fit in the keyhole of the other, for example. So, yeah, I mean, based on all of that, you think that's a That's a fair assumption to make. You could feel pretty confident in that. You might want to make, you know, you could maybe place a bet on it if you would, but maybe not risk your life on it. Maybe Roscoe would.
Yeah, probably. It's wasted how much time of this fucking water breathing potion. All right, cool. Well, he's gonna be like, yeah, I think we should try to put them in where we think they go.
Yeah. One at a time, then? Just
no,
case?
All at the same time.
Okay.
We should be at least dramatic about it.
Okay.
That's true. Rufina goes up to the...
So wait, do we divvy the keys up and based yeah, we, on what we think, which
oh,
ones we think
we
should
we
turn?
Are. Oh.
Or not. Oh. Or do we just
two
walk, mash the symbols to
I
the...
think we should, because it says be the key.
Oh, I forgot all about that part, Rufina. Be the key. All right, yeah. Well, okay, well, then we're pretty sure I am supposed to have the shield key, right?
Because... I'm sorry. I don't think so. Because we're always talking about Bathwack's shield. It's his thing.
All right. Well, yours definitely supposed to get this one that looks like a fucking bent out of shape spatula.
Also, my
yeah, no.
My God called me my shield. My shield.
Your God did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait,
anybody. Real great. And then I look at Roscoe. We're both doing the same thing.
What the fuck? That's the thing about gods, is that you can just say, anybody can just say anything about this god said something to me. So you got.
Yeah, you're right. I'm making it up.
Wait, roll for deception.
Are you being sarcastic?
That's why it keeps doing that.
Look, it's all right. Okay, unnerving. You can have the shield key, and you can give me... it looks like somebody bent a spatula.
We're gonna give you the one that has the three holes in it because it's like a bowling ball because we can tell you're really good at bowling.
I'll give you here's the bent spatula key, Roscoe.
Thank you. That's not his.
Guys, I have to say, if anyone is the crank,
it's Will.
It's Rufina, obviously.
Hey.
But it's me. So which one's the crank? Which symbol is the crank? And the oddball, I'm sorry, oddball versus whatever the fuck the other one is. Disarray? Roscoe, come on, man.
Someone covered with mustard is definitely going to be considered disarray.
Yeah.
But I like mustard and I like disarray.
I don't even know if we're talking about disarray or dataray.
A manta ray swims past.
That's a manta ray. There's a manticore.
Fey ray.
All right. So, Will, you can have the crank one. Mm-hmm. And I'll take the one that you have, which is the oddball. Mm-hmm. And now the ultimate tension remains. Everyone's been wondering, what are we going to do with this tension between Rufina and Roscoe?
So Roscoe's looking often in the middle distance, delivering this soliloquy.
Yes. Who's the oddball? Who's the disarray?
And you guys notice, since you're paying attention to what's going on, that you, as you exchange the keys, they change shape to reflect the ones you were initially holding.
Wow.
Thought that Rufina and Roscoe might end up being buddies or pals, overseeing the destruction of something over a cliff, some fire, some flames.
Wait, did you see that somewhere? Does Roscoe know about that?
We were told about that.
Okay, good. I thought maybe you were having a vision. New vision.
So what does this mean? Wait, who is holding what? So mine is the oddball then. So I'm the oddball is what Will is saying. But what do other people have?
What's going on? I was in the middle of a speech. What happened?
You heard the gasps and it was just at the right point in your speech. I did hit that note.
So Bathwack still has the crank. Roscoe still has the shield, and I have the disarray.
Roscoe has shield. Rufina has disarray.
I thought I solved the puzzle for once. Dang it. Eric!
What?
Don't let me solve puzzles.
You be the DM.
My puzzles will be so great.
I bet they would be.
Okay, everyone.
Oh, I know. I know what it's supposed to be. I think that this strange underwater magic wants us to do impressions of each other.
In what?
How fun! Impressions?
Impressions. And so, Will needs to do his best impression of whoever the oddball is.
Oh my god.
And I need to do my best impression of the shield. So I guess I'm going to pretend to be a big dragon turtle looking fucker.
Yeah. Oh, guess what I did tonight? I made popovers for the first time ever.
What's a
it was
popover?
Really fun.
I've always
it's
wondered.
Like a sandwich like kind
is
of
it
thing,
like,
right?
Savory or sweet?
It's like a muffin.
Okay.
I've been reading all these Rex Stout mysteries about Nero Wolfe, and Nero Wolfe in this book is this curmudgeon who loves cooking, doesn't leave his house. But at the ends of some of the books, they'll give like little cutesy things about the culture around Nero Wolfe, and they gave some recipes at the end of the one that I finished today, and one of them was popovers. And I'm like, oh, I always heard popovers were so hard to make, but the recipe looked really easy. Okay. So I read up on them, and apparently it's all about steam, so you have to warm everything just perfectly. Like, you have to get the eggs warmed up beforehand, and the milk has to be lukewarm.
How do you warm them?
So that you put the eggs in hot water for 10 minutes before you crack them.
You sit on them.
I was stupidly trying to think of how to warm them after you crack them, but obviously warming the egg that makes more sense.
And you put them into a really hot oven in muffin tins, and they puff up really huge, and they're very eggy because there's like four eggs in it, and it's kind of like a crepe but in muffin form. So anyway, that was fun.
Cool. Do they have flavors? Like, is it just like a croissant kind of thing?
It's or like a what? Base, like a pancake would be. So,
so you can.
My
put
son loved them
it.
Plain.
Yeah.
I put a little butter on, and you can do jam or whatever. Oh. I bet they'd be
which
really
is
good
a condiment.
See?
Is butter a condiment?
Butter is its own category.
This is
weird.
Is cheese a condiment?
What? Why are you?
It's also a fat.
Well, like, it's weird for me to think of jelly as a condiment.
Why? Because, like, I think of the diner where they have the little condiment section.
Yeah.
And there's little jams or jellies in those little
plastic
squares.
I mean, it probably
squares.
Is one.
Yeah.
But my brain does not like to think of jam as a condiment.
Because is peanut butter a condiment?
Here's a question. Yeah. In a grocery store, do you get jelly in the same aisle that you get
no.
ketchup and
you
mustard?
You get it in the peanut butter.
In the bread aisle.
And the bread aisle.
So
at least
well,
in
sometimes
every
it's also
store
the
I've
cereal aisle though, because it's like a breakfast food.
Yeah, that it totally is. But I don't know if I've ever seen jelly in the cereal aisle.
Oh, really? Well, peanut butter I have for sure.
It's peanut butter and jelly,
but not jelly
in the stores. I'm just trying to remember up here, just in the stores around up here.
Peanut butter and jelly is in the
peanut
bread
butter
aisle.
And jelly is in the bread aisle in all of the stores that I am familiar mm-hmm. with up here.
Which. I had to learn that. It was weird to me.
Oh, yeah?
I did not expect to find them.
Where did you think they would be?
Just like where, like...
Mustard?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Canned things.
Yeah, like in that section.
Yeah. Okay.
Because usually...
Did you literally order food and then get it during the break?
I ordered the food while we were playing.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Sorry, Eric, I talked right over you. I thought...
Oh, I'm just talking more about where to find stuff in the grocery store. It doesn't matter.
We were on a break in the grocery store.
We pivoted to the bread aisle.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, we're back.
Wow,
and
we are.
You guys were handing around keys, and they kept changing as you handed them to each other. And you're trying to figure out what
I love Roscoe's idea.
We have to do impressions of each other.
Oh,
this
that
is
was
the
it.
Best. Let's try it. All right. So, Bathwack, you go first.
Wait, what are we trying?
So you're going to be... let me just look at my pictures here.
Yeah, you're
going
to be me. Will looks at Bathwack like, I'd love to hear this.
If you look at roll 20, I hopefully illustrated it very concisely.
I have the crank.
Yeah. Who would that be? And how would that person act? What's your impression of that person, Bathwack?
I don't know. Maybe they aren't referring to people at all. And I look at Will.
Okay.
No, we're going to try it. We're going to try it. Do it.
Rafina wants us to fight, Bathwack. I'm ready.
So I'm going to put the crank in the crank.
No, you don't understand. You have to pretend to be Will.
Oh.
And Roscoe wants us to do it all together, which I think is probably the right idea. And I think Rafina also said that.
But I really want us to enjoy each of our impressions. So I'm not sure how we can do that all at the same time.
Well, I take off my shoes. I roll up my pants. That's probably good enough, right?
At least I wear pants, Bathwack.
You bend up your greaves. All while maintaining direct eye contact with Will. What are you doing?
I'm ready to put the key in the door.
Yeah, Bathwack just wants to put that key in the door.
Bathwack's by the crank hole.
All right. Oddball. Rafina, I think you're the oddball. I hope you don't take offense to that. You are my best friend. I said that. I said that before. You're, you know, up there.
Well, Bathwack chokes on some pee water.
Because Rafina peed. She was so excited. Oh, man.
All right. So if I'm understanding the situation correctly,
yeah.
Will is standing in front of the keyhole marked oddball.
Yes.
Bathwack's at the crank hole.
Crankshaft.
Rafina is standing before the hole labeled disarray. And clearly Roscoe is the shield, so he is by the shield hole. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, we're all about to mock each other.
Bathwack is the shield, and so Roscoe is there about to mock Bathwack. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we can do it one at a time for the podcast purposes. But it happens.
Hey, yeah. Hey Roscoe, I'm going to give him my shield temporarily.
Oh, whoa. Does that change the key?
You want I should hold your shield?
Sure, why not? I trust you.
I don't know what to say. What? This potion's gonna run out eventually, so I don't have to do a whole bit here.
Every bit you do adds time to the potion's effectiveness.
That's how
so.
Eric's game works.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, between your shield and this plant-killing battle axe you gave me earlier, I feel the most like a paladin that I've ever felt before. So I guess I'll just get started. I'll get us started. I'll kick us off here. So I'll take your shield. Oh, that's heavy.
It is.
Oh, you are strong. What is your strength?
If you had to put a number on your strength, what would it be?
The Roman numeral 5.
Okay. Yeah, mine's the Roman numeral for 0. okay, well, I'll just sort of hold it down here against the riverbed.
You can hold it.
Okay.
It is heavy, though.
Boy! It is heavy. And I got this this battle axe here. And I'm gonna... okay. Hey.
Gosh, that was like spot on.
And he puts the key in the key.
All right, and at the same time,
okay,
someone's gonna go next.
Okay,
I'll determine it by a die roll.
Oh, okay.
So you guys don't have to be awkward about it. Okay, Will is 1 and 2, Bathwax 3 and 4, Rafina's 5 and 6. Will.
I go?
Yep.
So, and Rafina is the oddball, right? Is that what we're going with? Okay.
Yeah.
Will, I guess, like, considers using, like, the spell where he just changes his appearance, but he figures, you know what, like, that's probably not enough, so he he like grimaces and like looks down at the silt that presumably is below our feet and the mud and shit. And he just like picks them up and like kind of like puts it on his clothes.
Oh my God.
and he like twists up his hair. And then he's just like, he is going to cast a spell, but it's not like, it's not like a spell that she can cast. But he's gonna try to come up with summon some kind of contraption, because he's seen all these weird things, mm-hmm. like a popcorn popper and all these things that he can't even comprehend. That Rafina has conjured into existence. So he's gonna cast. I think the thing that I have is major image. I mean, this is a big spell to do, but you know what? If we're gonna do these impressions, it's got to work.
That's the only illusion spell you have at this point?
I think that. Oh, did you ditch your minor illusions? I mean, I've pressed a digitation, but that's not going to be able to make an image. Uh-uh. He's going to cast major image, and it's going to look like some kind of Dr. Seussian contraption, because he doesn't really know what these things are that she conjures. So it's just like, it looks like a Wang Doodle or whatever from Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, like just he's laughing joyfully and smiling and putting the key in the hole.
Got it.
The Lorax swims by and is like, hey.
Yep.
All right. And then evens are Rafina, odds are Bethwack. Rafina.
I joined the Suikus. I've got some mustard. I have a dog. I put the key in.
Was she doing anything physically?
She sort of like assumed the position of a squat man.
This is amazing. Got it.
So terrible posture.
Well, and sort of like, I think of a dwarf, even though that's not, you know.
Yeah.
I sort of like.
You think of Brom.
I love it because Rafina is stout herself, right? Like you described her as a stout halfling, but she's also like making herself more stout because she's small. She's got to be big to be Roscoe, even though Roscoe's short.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
That's Roscoe's 6'4".
Yeah, Roscoe's so fucking tall.
He's as tall as Abraham Lincoln.
Who actually wasn't all that tall by modern standards.
Really?
He was 6'4".
No, he wasn't.
He holds the record for being the tallest U.S. president.
You know that
I'm
going
to have to double check my facts.
What a fact.
Washington was 6'2".
What the? Why do you know 6'2"?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
he's very tall.
Accounted for inflation.
Teddy Roosevelt was only 5'10".
Did all of these heights come from autobiographies?
Yeah, like why does he? Why
I
do
heard
he
a this? Quiz today on a podcast I listened to about.
Easy.
Yeah, that was today. Well, I'm the one that just brought up.
I love it.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, but still,
it's not that I figured you were holding on to these things.
I was, but since 9 this morning or whatever.
I would also be 6'4" in my autobiography.
Ah. When I write your autobiography, I'll make sure that I write that you're 6'4".
Apparently also that there is statistically, if you are a taller candidate, you're more likely to be elected president.
Really?
Wow, I guess that makes biased. Unfortunate sense.
Yeah. What dumb
anyway.
Sense.
Apes that are big get to be president.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want a short king president.
Did you say short?
We're actually short.
Yeah, that's
short
a phrase.
Queen.
Short stack.
I mean, especially short stack. I would love a short non-binary president.
Hello.
Yes.
All right, so we've got Bathwack left. All right, I'm gonna roll a D100, and anything between 1 and 100 is Bathwack.
Uh oh.
We've got 22. Bathwack.
Well, I already rolled up my sleeves and my pants. I mean, and I took my shoes off. Do we really have to do this? Oh, and then I put my finger up in my mustache and start my impression, although I think I already started it. And I say, guys, are we sure this is safe? And then I'm going to put the key in.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh. Are you sure this is safe?
Oh god, that's great.
Oh my god.
All right, and this all is happening simultaneously, mm-hmm. so you can include an edit here. No, that's a pain in the ass for you.
I'll have to stretch out certain people's response.
Well, no, like you could. I think you should keep them separate because people need to hear it.
Yes.
But then
yes.
Also, just here, insert here, overlay of all of this happening.
Right. I'm
at
just
the same
saying,
time.
Like, if you're using what the characters are saying, some of them are nothing, and some of them are long, and some of them are very short.
You can have Roscoe say "Hey" like multiple times to fill the space of the.
Hey. Or just stretch it.
Hey. That's what I was saying. That's pretty great.
All right, and you all turn the keys confidently, and you can't turn them.
Oh my god!
Damn it!
Oh, Will prestidigitates himself immediately.
I could have sworn that's what we were supposed to do.
I know. Okay, let's read this carefully. Door. 4-4, be the key. Oddball crank shield disarray. Did we get it wrong?
Did we get the right? Yeah.
Do we need the keys at all?
Oh. Oh no. You think we need to go through the keyhole ourselves? Ha!
We have to stick ourselves in? Oh. Like, okay, so if I have the Roscoe key, I have to pick up Roscoe and shove him in the hole. But then, But then, how does he shove someone else in the hole?
I'd have to be really, really tiny to fit through that hole. It's not going to happen.
Well, you never know. I mean, are you sure you wouldn't, like, just magically shrink into the shape of a key?
Have you seen the Santa Claus?
How about this? How about, is it possible that I am supposed to be the oddball? As in, like, I'm the odd one out. I'm the new person in your little group, and I don't belong here.
We could try it. Oh, I just want to clarify, and I'm assuming the answer is no, but nothing changed when we did impersonations on our keys, right? Our keys didn't change symbols.
The only time you've seen the keys change is when you physically traded them.
What if we put the keys in the keyholes and then we go to a different key and we turn it?
Let's try it.
So what are you doing?
Too majestically boring. Can't be the answer.
Who's putting what key in what hole?
I'm just trying to look at something.
No, let's try it. Let's try it with Rafina and me switched foist.
Okay.
So that means that Will has to impersonate Roscoe and Rafina has to impersonate herself.
No.
Oh, then that's not possible.
Or is it?
Huh.
Oh, you think we got the impersonations wrong.
Maybe we need to act out, not just say. Maybe I have to be in disarray. Wait.
I thought you guys did a pretty good job of acting out.
So could you join us each to make us each look like each other?
I can do that. Will is trying. He's trying to think back on what he saw in the book. I'm sorry. That's why I'm not exactly present right now. I'm trying to look at my notes because I know I saw a couple things that you guys didn't see. But I don't think.
Rafina puts her finger into the keyhole of the oddball one to see if she turns into a key.
Ooh.
Okay. You stick your finger in there. You do not turn into a key. Nothing bad happens to you.
Okay, good.
It feels like a keyhole. It is big enough to fit your finger in, but...
Ooh, maybe we should try that.
I put my whole hand in.
It's not that big.
I hurt my hand.
Huh. Yeah, if you break all the bones in your hand and mush them up, then you can fit your hand in it.
I could try to make us look like each other. I just feel like there's something we're missing.
Yeah, I just don't think that we should be required to use specific magic for this kind of thing. Like, How would they know that we had that?
What if we give all of the keys to one person? What happens?
Ooh. Here, Bathwack.
The eggs.
Assuming Bathwack says that, I give my hand my key to Bathwack.
All right. Will hands his key to Bathwack. And now, Bathwack, you are holding two keys that have that symbol that you said looks like that snake game.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to give this back to you, Will.
Okay. All right. I say we all line up in front of the door that aligns with our keys symbol. And we all do what Ravina did and put our fingers in the keyholes.
Yeah, let's try that.
So yeah. Hold the key in your other hand.
Okay.
And use the hand closer to the door to put your finger in the keyhole.
So what door is everybody in front of?
The
shield.
Oddball.
I guess, yeah. I'll be in front of Disarray.
Okay. You all stick your fingers in the keyhole and you feel a little keyhole. You try to turn it, do various maneuvers within with your finger, find the G spot of the keyhole, and you fail.
Okay.
You fail, you said?
Yeah, Adam's like, I never fail. He was very offended by that.
What if we started also trying to do the impressions while fingering the holes?
Roscoe says as he looks at somebody while he fingers the
somehow
hole.
Somehow makes eye contact with all
I
of
look
you.
At, I look at Bat. Roscoe looks at Bathwack. Mm-hmm. The good amongst you have nothing to finger.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
So you try that with similar results.
Okay.
As in no results.
What if we go to the doors that we think describe ourselves, even though our keys might not match? Do you think we'll die?
How do you mean?
Like, if I go to the crank door with the oddball key, because I'm the crank anyway, right? I mean, right. Maybe Roscoe is, but I think it's me. Admittedly, I am cranky. So I think if I go to the crank door and I'm holding whatever the fuck key I have and I put my finger in the door or touch the door. God, I hate saying put my finger. Anyway, that.
Okay.
So what
Let's
are you doing?
Try it.
So we have their keys. It doesn't matter. Okay. You say they all change. So we have just the keys.
You have the
that
keys that look the same that they've looked ever since they've changed.
I go
symbols.
To crank.
You're in front of crank.
Bathwack, go to shield. Rafina, go to oddball? I think you're oddball. I don't think you're Disarray. Roscoe, you're definitely Disarray. If I'm Disarray, I'm going to be very upset by whoever made this fucking damn door.
As you say that, Roscoe, you're Disarray, he looks up, he's like, what? And he, like, his bag is spilled. he's been trying to get everything back together. Huh?
Roscoe, you're Disarray. Right.
So you guys are all in front of those doors, and what are you doing?
Putting our
so we're putting
fingers?
The key with
oh,
the
yeah,
wrong
we'll try the key. Okay, yeah, let's try
with
the key
the wrong
first.
Symbol, but in front of the word that we think is ours.
Okay,
yeah. So we're all doing different things.
Yeah, I know. Like, should we just use the key first and then try the finger?
All right. So Rafina is in front of the keyhole labeled oddball.
Yep.
Will is in front of the one labeled crank. Bathwack is in front of shield. And Roscoe is in front of Disarray.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you insert and turn your keys, correct?
Yes.
All right. As soon as you do that, the keys turn and they disappear. And then the door slowly rumbles downwards.
I'm really disappointed, guys, because I was realizing that maybe we needed to be like a game of Twister where we had to stand in one spot and open the keyhole of a different
Wait, so we use the keys that don't match?
Yeah.
And it worked.
The word matched the
person
who we
match.
Are, but the symbol
no,
did not.
So, Rafina, you were holding the Disarray key, right?
Yeah.
But you were standing at the oddball door.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Like, we are holding the key that we were originally holding, but we stood in front of the door that we thought described ourselves.
Rafina put the Disarray key into the oddball door.
Correct. and Bathwack put the crank key in the shield hole. Will put the oddball key in the crank hole, and Roscoe put the shield key in the disarray hole.
Whoa, I love this.
And it's
this.
Rumbling down, you All said?
Right. It is, slowly.
That's really cool. I like that a lot. What does that mean? What do all those things mean?
Yeah, the different pairings. Yeah, wait, can you repeat those so I can write them down?
Yeah, I'm trying to write them all down.
Sure. So Will was holding the three circles.
Oddball.
Which you guys described as oddball, and put that in the crank hole.
Uh-huh.
Bathwack was holding the snake angled thing, which you guys described as a crank shape, and he put that in the shield hole. Roscoe was holding the blank price tag shape, and he put that in the disarray hole. And Rafina was holding the worm orgy symbol, and she put that in the oddball hole.
It looked a lot like the pasta that Adam got for dinner.
Okay. Wow. This is fascinating. Okay.
So yeah.
What did we see?
So there's, it is much darker beyond the door. There's still water. And it doesn't seem like the thickness of what you would expect the wall to be. Hmm. It feels like almost paper thin, like,
wow.
There's like the dam wall sort of framing where the door was, mm-hmm. like you had seen, but it's not like this huge, like feet thick stone archway that you have to walk through. It's basically right. There's just open water beyond,
mm-hmm.
which feels very weird. And beyond is just this vast, wide open, dark, watery expanse.
Yeah,
stretching out as far as you can see.
As far as we would
I love that picture.
It might look like what you think it would look like.
To look at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah. Is there any light?
Speaking of, there's a very, very, very faint light up above. You think probably from the surface, but it's very, very faint, distant. But you do see sort of in the not above distance, but in the ahead distance, a pulsating, almost not neon, but like very bright blue, like a cerulean blue light. So it looks like it's something off away from you, but somewhat on the same level you guys are currently. But yeah, it is very dark, and it looks like there's still ground beneath you. It doesn't drop off below, so it seems like you're at the bottom. Like, assuming you're at the bottom of the lake, you're at the bottom of the lake. You're on the lake bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of, it's not just flat, there's like, from what you could tell from where your perspective is, there's like almost like these like deep canyons stretching off away from you. Like there's these rock formations and things like that on the ground that you're going to have to maybe wend your way through.
Wow, cool.
If you want to progress into the lake proper.
Okay. This is freaking cool. Will's like, hey, Roscoe, I hope that potion lasts. And he looks up.
Insert disarray noise here.
If Sheemy were there, he'd be like, hey, Will, maybe you could, like, if he runs out, you could, like, breathe into his mouth to, like, give him spare breath.
Sounds great, Sheemy. Why don't you do that, too?
All right.
Can we see the shape of the Mo ship on the surface?
You can't see the surface from where
but
you
we
are.
Do see stabbing in the water.
Oh yeah,
there's
roiling from up above that you can only attribute with stab, stab, stab,
stab, stab, stab.
Gut, gut, gut.
So what do we have to wind our way through again?
Canyons, like at the bottom of a lake.
It's not just a flat, boring.
It's like we're in a world underwater.
Is it like kelp forest?
Yeah, canyons? Like are there plants?
You do see like stands of like almost like. I hate this word because I only read it. I think it's pronounced cops. I think we've talked about this on this podcast.
I think
it's not copes, right?
No, I don't.
It's a
know.
Cops of trees. Cops.
Yeah,
like a small C-O-P-S. Stand of trees. Yeah. There are seaweed copses sort of strewn about. Some of them are on top.
Let's be honest here. They're seaweed bastards.
All copses are bastards.
All copses.
What is that from?
Oh my
That's
god.
That's a protest.
Yeah.
ACAB is like a protest saying all cops are bastards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Man.
See, we're super
dropping
cool.
the knowledge bombs.
We're so in the know. You don't even know.
Guys, we should make Abby really roll for know. These. Just giving them
don't
away.
Don't make me roll for my knowledge, please.
I know.
You could turn ACAB into a song, because those are all music notes.
Da, 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 oh God, all people. Cops are bastards, do.
Are you kidding? Like,
was that
my
perfect
God.
Pitch? Did you give us an ACAB?
I'm sure I did not. No, it would be a curse if I had perfect pitch.
These people are the first people to think of that, because that's amazing. That's just how I'm their sure brains they work, and I love sure that so much.
I should have included so that cool. in my Calliope puzzle.
Oh, yes. Remember how mad we were about all of that?
Oh, you guys had fun with that.
A Calliope puzzle? I like the Calliope puzzle, yeah. I think. Right?
Oh, you're right.
Which
you're right.
One was
I was
that?
Thinking. I was thinking.
It was like there was
the...
a bee.
There was one there that was we a... were like, what do we do with this?
Then there was like a deflated bee.
And a no bee.
It was flat.
Bee flat, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was one without
was so
a bee.
Great.
Yeah.
So
that was fun. But
badge.
So Adam's like, what the fuck is going on? I haven't been around.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are we trying to make it? We trying to make it over there to that bright cerulean blue light?
I mean, it could be a trap. Want me to check?
I don't know. I mean, it's off in the distance there. I once had a friend. I had a friend named Jay once who got really obsessed with this flashing green light in the distance on the water. And he was always looking off and thinking about how he really wanted to make it to that flashing green light. And then he got shot in the pool. And it was like,
it's so mysterious, but I'm never going to find out because he got shot in the pool.
He got shot in the pool. And then I thought about it for a while after. And I thought about him, and I thought about that flashing green light in the distance. And it just seemed like that's how we all are. That we, you know, we beat on boats against the current, going back ceaselessly into the poist.
The poist?
Is that past?
Oh, the past! The poist! I had no idea what he said.
I mean, that voice sound is getting more and more intrusive. It's like spreading like a virus.
That's amazing.
The voice.
The voice.
Anyway, thank you for accommodating my completely unnecessary Great Gatsby bit.
That's what it was.
That's going to hit.
That's really good.
Some people it will.
Will are more people die. Get the they Great Gatsby bit or the or Pink Floyd reference?
Oh, the Pink Floyd.
That's what a weird way to pronounce the Pink Flad. Pink Floyd.
Floyd.
The Pink Floyd.
Into the poist. All right.
Okay. Stands of copses of copses.
Copses of seaweed.
By the way, wasn't there a line in that Pink Floyd song? Didn't you do something? It was something about a dog getting kicked or something?
Yeah, well, because the Crowns, one of them, I was trying to pick them up Mage Hand, and one.
Someone rolled a natural one.
Yeah, I rolled a natural one because I had to roll something in order to pick up the second one.
Yeah,
and
you
so
tried to hold
second
on both
one
in your
dropped
Mage Hand.
And fell on
Bernard and disappeared.
Literally, literally, when that line played, the dog behind you stood up and left the room.
Really? Yeah. That's amazing.
I forgot to say something. I laughed at the time. I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's
they amazing. Even said that it was he Ula. Might be mixed with a St. Bernard if it was Murray.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Works. Anyway. So yeah, as you progress into the lake itself, basically it feels like...
Yeah, do we feel pressure? Like how you would feel?
You do feel pressure.
Okay.
That is definitely true. Not probably to the point where you actually would, but
yeah,
you
we would feel... be dead.
Well, not at like... the bottom of a lake necessarily.
Well, you've said how big like, this lake is. That's what I'm lake. Picturing yeah, 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 yeah. It like a very, very it's a deep big lake.
And there's like zero buoyancy at this point.
Yes, yeah. Right now, you... The pressure doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel like hard to walk. It's weird. It feels like normal walking. But if you test around, you can also swim.
Okay.
So you can swim up in the water.
Weird.
And I will tell you this flat out, just because I don't want to be a dick. The fly spell doesn't have any effect in okay. this place.
Yeah, that makes really kind of sense since we can swim around, I guess.
You can swim. It's
but
not
the
as
swim isn't
going to
be as fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And other people can do it. Cool. So fly is worthless down here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you do feel sort of this on your ears and like just on mm-hmm. you, this sort of a little bit of weight. Like it, you can feel it. And maybe it's psychosomatic, but like... It's almost more emotional than anything else, kind of. There's fish everywhere. Fish swimming around all over the place. There's bass, bluegill, sunfish. There's even huge carp. Will you notice them right away?
Huge carp? Mm-hmm. Like the kinds I was like maybe could eat a person?
You think so?
Oh, no.
They don't seem to really... They kind of stay away from you guys, but there's like these.
I'm lighting up my billy club and thrusting it around me. Like I'm like literally Will's trying to keep every fish away from him.
The bottom of the where you're walking is a little mushier than it was back out in the river. It's not like difficult terrain, though, or anything like that. But yeah, and you kind of get like a fishy smell, too. Even though like you're not breathing air.
Yeah. But I guess but if there's a bunch of fish ass in this working, water, it's going to smell like a fish locker room.
But they're so fresh.
But they're peeing in the water all the time, Rafina.
Wait, fish pee smells like fish?
I don't know.
It smells like
does
lavender.
People pee smell like people?
Probably.
Okay. This is getting terrible.
Yeah, all I know. Right, I'm so glad Rafina's fishy. On my side. This is
But you don't see any obvious impediments or anything like that. You can kind of go wherever you want, whether it's swimming or walking.
Okay.
So there my you bicycle are. Didn't come through. I've been...
At this point, you could ride your bicycle like you would above the surface. Good.
Wait, have we gone through yet?
Yeah.
Are we still...
Are you disappointed that you have or that you haven't?
I didn't even hear the question that he's gone through. Did he?
He was asking if they the have, door. If you guys where, have gone through.
Okay. Where were the words on that said like door for four? Be the
that
key.
Was on the door.
That the has, door is lowered.
It has descended into the ground.
Shit. Well, as we walk along or whatever we're doing, Roscoe's going to be like, I don't know, guys. I keep thinking about that door riddle and. If that was a solution, shouldn't it have said be the keyhole? I don't know. Weird.
Look at Eric giving Adam the finger.
Oh, what? Sorry. I was just stretching.
That's just how you drink.
Stretching.
I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt and like go up to the door and try to like wipe. Oh yeah, it's just keyhole, but oh, covered.
Excellent.
Give me a spatula. I want to wipe away some of this calcified water.
Tiny or the regular size.
Anyway, all right, we can walk, ride the bicycle. We're doing.
That's great. Okay, so is everybody walking or biking?
Yeah, I mean, like, what are we doing? Are we trying to like? This is weird. I didn't think
you
that we were just gonna
swim
walk.
Swim up and try to like. Go on top of a lot of these rock formations.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know where we're supposed to go, and I have a find the path thing.
Should we go get Mo? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought you were serious. I miss Mo too.
Yeah, yeah, where is... Is he still just standing
I'm on the boat!
Yeah.
I guard Halula. Yep. I maybe kill her by now. You don't know. Yeah. Check on me like yesterday or day before.
Yeah, I did.
Everything was mostly okay. I had not meet Roscoe yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's
he and
true.
I are going to be best friends.
Who's this friend of yours? Moi.
Moi?
Lightning, beacon of hope.
Royskoy.
Royskoy.
Here it is.
You could separate yourself and the dog by calling the dog Royskoy. You're Roscoe. He's Royskoy.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Roysco and Roscoy.
Oh, no. I'll never remember.
Oh, so I guess the spell's going to fail because it's not specific enough. Never mind.
Oh, no. Oh.
I could say the anglerfish, but it's not a location I'm familiar with.
So you don't necessarily feel like you're being presented with a labyrinth or a maze.
I see.
I was just trying to describe the topography.
It sounded like there were like canyons sort of radiating out.
Got it. No. Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, okay. You could maybe eventually find yourself in a dead end. But also, again, you can swim. So you could go up. You don't feel like you're faced with a challenge of finding the right path necessarily.
So, like, I know what an anglerfish is. But, like, I don't think Will would know what an anglerfish is. So, like, I'm wondering if this light that is this, you know, in the middle of the lake is maybe the anglerfish. I'm sure everyone else probably also thought that. But Will would not know that. Will would be like, so what are we looking for?
Glow? Like,
the anglerfish have those, don't they have those little things?
Yeah, they're the fish that have, like, the hangy... glowing
bait.
Light thing.
Bait.
Yeah.
Bioluminescence.
Oh my gosh. Do you think that Jay was in love with a fish?
Yes.
Yes.
And he was I think he thought it was his ex-girlfriend Daisy. But what if he was jerking off to a fish?
Roscoe's really trying to extend the life of his water breathing potion.
Oh, he's looking out over these canyons. He's like, oh man, I gotta do a bunch more bit.
I'm envisioning all the billboards from the end, that last scene in Great Gatsby. Weren't there like a whole bunch of
billboard of a big like a doctor with big eyes looking out of everything. It's like this is supposed to be symbolic of something.
And so throughout these canyons are all these billboards.
Billboards?
That's what you planted in my head, Roscoe.
I like that.
For the record, I know absolutely nothing about the Great Gatsby.
You've never even read it? I've only read it.
I haven't seen the movie. Which is why the green light was just so mysterious.
So all these references are intentional, is the point.
Mysterious to you.
The billboard, it's in the middle of a strange gray landscape, hovers a giant billboard of eyes without a face. The eyes of Dr. T.J. Eckelberg.
Rise up through the kelp, the copes of kelp. The kelp copes.
Cops.
The kelps. Cops. Cops.
Yeah, cops.
The billboard symbolizes God, moral decay, and the death of the American dream.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Sure. There you go.
The American dream.
Also kelp.
Fucking propaganda. Anyway... So, are you guys pushing towards the blue light?
Will is going to ask, like, so what are we looking for? What the fuck is an anglerfish? I thought we would be, like, deposited maybe where we were supposed to be. And, like, now we just have to go find.
I mean, it's got to be some kind of fish, right? With, like, fins and...
Yeah.
Gills.
And angles.
Scales, eyes,
fins.
Maybe.
Dorsal pieces.
Teeth.
Oh. Yeah, it has teeth.
But guys, yeah. Also there might be a dragon at the bottom of this lake as Will.
There probably is.
Flings his lit up billy club around to swipe away any fish.
Let's just assume there's always a dragon.
We're walking and talking, right?
We are walking. Yeah,
we're definitely swimming. Walking and talking.
So we're going to stay on the...
Let's swim. No, we're not...
Are we going to...
Or biking.
Are we going to float up above the kelp or are we just going to walk through the kelp forest? I want to walk through the kelp forest.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like good cover. Yeah, maybe we should say that to Eric. Yeah, we're hiding as much as we can as we move.
Give me a self-check.
I love that. Maybe we should say that to Eric. It's our first time playing D&D.
Uh-huh.
Can we tell the DM what we're doing? Wait, what? What is Eric here for again?
I don't know.
I'm still asking that, so you know.
All right. So you guys are progressing in various ways through.
He only hears us if we address him.
Barely then.
Yeah.
You guys are real people.
Oh, yes.
That makes me nervous. So, yeah, you make your way along the bed of the lake. You leave the relative safety of the doorway and the river beyond behind you.
We're bringing the safety with us.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying that. Yep.
Yep.
All right. One of you is carrying the safety with you as you go. And you push your way through lots of these copses, wend your way through these canyons.
Uh-huh.
And you're going for a while. It's a while.
Gosh. Like how long?
Hours.
Hours.
How long is this potion literally supposed to last?
It hasn't run out yet.
Are my hands getting wrinkled?
Huh?
Are my hands getting wrinkled? Shut up, Roscoe.
Yes.
Not until we get out.
You are pruny.
Shut up about your breathing. I want to know if my palms.
Until you get out. Abby, do you think you only get pruny once you get out?
I can't. It's been so long since I last took a bath, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You had
nice
a belt
baths
test
for grown-ups.
Between
I mean literally. Like I shower. I don't get to take baths.
You know,
I get pruny in the shower.
How long are your showers?
I am a quick pruner.
You prune quickly, huh?
I prune quick quickly pruner. And deeply.
Can that be my next OkCupid username?
No, it is not.
You know, guys, now that we've been swimming along through this kelp forest for hours, it strikes me that maybe I should ask, do we have some kind of backup plan for if this potion runs out?
I can get you up pretty fast, probably. I don't know if the rules of...
Ow!
I don't know.
Well, you can't swim under here. I just have this strange knowledge that you can't fly under here. I meant fly, not swim.
Yeah, because the
Yeah, but I have Dimension Door. I have a spell that I can kind of like poof you pretty high. But also, Roscoe, you know, you're new. If you die, there's not as much emotional investment.
Wait a minute.
There was this hotel receptionist that I had quite an affinity to.
I'm new.
Guys, I'm
new.
I'm feeling very nervous, though, about what we're going to tell the college professor guy, the dean, the president of the college, about what we did to his key.
I love this. This is like, you guys are just like going along. And it's like this very serene, like peaceful, silent, like place with no other external. It's almost like a sensory deprivation tank in a way.
Yeah.
Like you are almost alone with your own thoughts. And this is what Rafina's focused
on. If you were to score this in a movie, like what instrument would it be, like chimes or like... Some kind of slow, like, what would it be?
Definitely, like, something bassy. Like, something bassy that you almost feel rather than hear.
I have a CD called Gravichords, Whirly Gigs, and Something-a-Phones, and it has the perfect instrument for this. They're all, like, bespoke instruments that are very...
Yeah. I was actually thinking Two Lone Swordsmen.
Oh, that is on point. That's the way to go. Yeah, they're really
Did Shakespeare make up the word whirligig?
Probably.
He might have.
Cool.
He's made up a lot of words.
there's that line about, and thus the whirligig of time brings in his revenges.
Whirligig, wherefore art thou? Whirligig.
But we're under, like, you know, a kilometer of water, and we're worried about the Dean's key.
Yeah, that's Fina.
It's very cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It is a really good image that I think Eric is highlighting. If we're like kind of half walking, half swimming through this kelp forest, and I'm like, I'm no.
Yeah.
And Rafina's like, I'm worried about that key that we lost.
And Bathwack's like, hey, horse.
Like the Jackbox?
Hey, but horse. Also, yes, but the reason I say that also is because Steed. He's wondering where Steed is.
Oh. Yeah, don't summon him down here.
Oh, God, a painful death.
You just watch him drown and poof out of existence.
Yikes. Vaguely in the background, maybe the music from, like, Mario Brothers when they're swimming underwater.
And then a star descends. That's Will's thoughts.
Yeah. What if a meteor hits this lake?
I'll be invincible.
It would have whole water.
Which death sound is that? Wait, is that Mario Brothers 2?
It's I was like thinking about the sound when you in Mario 2 when you spin the when you spin the slot machine
okay.
And then and then it comes up like all different things and you're like
yeah. That's a very specific Mario sound. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, you're lost in your own thoughts, very almost dreamlike down here, but eventually you notice that this blue light is brightening in that you think you're getting closer, and the topography is becoming gentler. These canyons are kind of flattening out and things are becoming more and more open, and eventually you find yourself emerging into this relatively large, you almost want to call it a clearing, where there's not much obstruction in terms of these
kelp copses.
There are still kelp copses, but more of the physical rocky stuff is more smooth here. Mm-hmm. And before you, as this sort of clears and you're able to see further away, it's still pretty dark, but you see over in the distance, there is this, I'll describe it as a small butte.
Oh, cool.
Like a rocky sort of escarpment that's flat on the top.
A mesa? Or, yeah, like a
mesa
tableland.
And butte are similar, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that kind of an idea, this sort of
kind of
smaller,
like how the badger was sitting on a platform
kind
of
bigger
rock.
Than that, though.
What is the name? There's a name for something where, like, if you have an ancient city that's like fallen down and been rebuilt many, many times, and it's just built on its own ruin.
Wow.
What that structure is called.
Oh. Is it like remember? The concept of a nurse stump?
Do you remember? Because we talked, we watched, anyway. I guess I'll have to look it up later.
Sorry. Yeah, no, Egypt I don't thing. That.
Something that.
Yeah, it's an Egypt thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Built
yeah.
over and over again on its own ruins? Mickey Rourke?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Nice.
So yeah, there's this promontory, and that's probably not the right word, but this sort of in the middle of this flatness, there's this jutting up, looks rocky-ish kind of thing, bigger than the stuff you've been wending your way through. On top of it is the source of this glowing blue light. So it's this pulsing blue light. You can see there, it looks like sort of a watery orb, like a clear orb sort of plopped right on top of this butte. And from within that, this blue light is pulsing. And you can see it even from this distance. It's pretty far away. You could see at the bottom of this orb, sort of on its side, there is this fish that's laying there, sort of weakly flopping about. And it seems to have some sort of a glowing light source attached to it that is pulsing this blue light. And for you to see it from this distance, this fish has got to be massive. And speaking of massive, wrapped around the base of the butte, you can see easily from here even a orange serpentine shape.
Oh.
Cool. And you have a pretty good guess from what you've seen or heard that this would be
upside down. Is he upside down?
The fucking upside down dragon. And yes,
oh, nice
in
job,
fact,
KT.
It
oh,
is wrapped
nice
around and sort of curled up, maybe sleeping or waiting, who knows. But as far
guarding.
As you can tell, yes. What?
Guarding.
Farting?
I thought she said farting.
And I was so surprised farting. To hear Abby make that joke.
Farting.
Farting.
Just casually. Farting.
My fart jokes are much whoa. Better timed than that.
I thought it was perfect, to be honest.
It was very funny.
So yeah, you can see the legs up in the air, the sort of lighter underbelly exposed, wrapped the whole way around this relatively sizable topographical feature. Wow. And so, you know, from here, you have some choices to make what you're going to do now that you can kind of get a better sense of what you're about to encounter. And we're going to find out exactly what you decide.
Wow.
Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
I'm so excited.
Yay!
And I'm so tired. Like, I'm like drooped like this. Do you see me? Do you see my eyes? I'm like,
I thought you
I'm
were like
so
bent
excited.
Over your notes.
But I'm so excited. I am. I'm trying to write, yeah. But my notes, I definitely don't need to be this
but
far
you're
down.
On your pop
I'm like, I'm literally, yeah, my mouth is like on the microphone. I'm sure you guys are exhausted too because of your.
Let me tell you a story belt. About our test today. I got out there and I'm sparring with somebody that the teacher brought with him from his dojang. And I'm like, why can't I get my helmet to fit? Like it kept like popping off. But I was doing a good job sparring. Like I was landing my kicks and stuff. And the master's like, okay, everyone stop. And it's only been about 30 seconds. And he walks over to me and he picks up my helmet off my head, turns it around and puts it on my head.
Abby! You were the cutest.
And then all confidence
ever.
Just sucked
yeah,
out of you
then
probably.
You failed your test. Like that's
oh man.
Oh,
we
my
we
God.
Were also sparring and I'm like, let's not hit each other. And you're like, yeah, I'm not gonna hit you.
Oh,
and then
God.
Your first kick
oh,
you,
my God.
You totally yes. hit me and get it like caught on my arm.
Yeah,
that's
I almost
what
fell
you
over
get and eating the marzipan.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.